Today is Tuesday, the 1st of April, in the fourth week of Lent. Giuliano Ravanello sings Ubi Caritas. Wherever love is true, God is there. Where is God for you today? Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Now in Jerusalem, by the Sheep Gate, there is a pool called in Hebrew Bethzatha, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me." Jesus said to him, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who had been cured, "It is the Sabbath, it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." But he answered them, "The man who made me well said to me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take it up and walk'?" Now the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had disappeared in the crowd that was there. Later, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Do not sin any more, so that nothing worse happens to you." The man went away and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. Therefore the Jews started persecuting Jesus because he was doing such things on the Sabbath.
Today, we will spend a little more time entering into this scripture scene. Imagine that you are in Jerusalem, walking by the pool of Bethzatha with its five porticos. Picture the columns and arches. Listen to the murmur of echoing voices, the lapping of water. What is it like to be here? Have a look around at the people as they wait by the pool, each one hoping for healing when the waters are stirred. Now, notice the man who has been waiting here for 38 years. What does he look like? You might like to greet him and sit with him a while. Imagine the man's frustration at never quite making it to the healing waters in time. Perhaps you can identify with him in some way, or feel compassion for him in his situation. Now, imagine Jesus arriving at the pool. Watch him look around. Then notice him fix his gaze upon the man with whom you are sitting. Then see him approaching you. As Jesus joins you and sits with you, let the conversation unfold. Listen to the man sharing his frustration of never being able to reach the waters. What does his voice sound like? Perhaps you resonate with his frustration. Jesus asks the man, "Do you want to be made well?" Perhaps there is a searching question that Jesus asks you today. Let his gaze fall upon you now. Jesus tells the man, "Take up your mat and walk." Watch the man's actions and words as he follows this instruction. How does he express the joy of his healing? In contrast, those watching the scene are complaining that Jesus is healing on the Sabbath. Listen to the voices around you as they debate the law and the actions of Jesus. What do you want to do or say now? Let your imagination lead you. Take a few moments to reflect on your prayer today, noticing what has most moved you. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Amen.